Whatever happened to the balanced budget amendment? The balanced budget amendment, a proposed constitutional rule introduced over 100 times, which passed the House in 1995, requiring the federal government to not spend more than it earns, has been introduced dozens of times but was never ratified. It passed the House in 1995 but failed in the Senate. Critics argue it would tie the Congress's hands during emergencies or recessions. That's a red herring. Supporters say it's the only way to force fiscal discipline and stop runaway deficits. Despite periodic pushes, especially from fiscal conservatives, the balanced budget amendment remains a political talking point, not a law. Meanwhile, the national debt has surpassed $47 trillion, and annual deficits continue to climb. Every day, the U.S. government burns through billions, some of it on lobster counts, empty buildings, and ghost programs. Meanwhile, the balanced budget amendment sits in political limbo. This madness must stop. We as a nation are now spending on interest alone about $1.4 trillion annually. And as the debt increases, so will the interest go up. To put this in perspective, in 1975, just 50 years ago, the national debt was only about $533 billion, not trillion. Our elected government officials did this to all of us by spending billions on illegal alien services, $1.3 billion sent to D.C.'s people through the federal programs, $1.7 billion maintaining 77,000 unused federal properties, $70 billion spent on ongoing COVID-19 expenses, $419,000 spent to study if lonely rats are more likely to seek cocaine, $477,000 spent on experiments involving transgender monkeys. Let me repeat that. $477,000 spent on experiments involving transgender monkeys. $549,000 spent to test cats' performance on the treadmills in Russia. They couldn't do it here in the U.S. because of animal rights groups. If you're tired of watching your tax dollars vanish into political pet projects, it's time to demand transparency, accountability, and maybe even a constitutional reckoning. The balanced budget amendment isn't dead. It's dormant. Let's wake it up. Let's start screaming from the rooftops to our congressmen and senators. If we don't demand fiscal responsibility from our elected officials, we're complicit in their fiscal incompetence. We need to start a letter-writing campaign and phone campaign to urge every congressman, senator, and newspaper in the United States, and that includes even local newspapers, to get the ball rolling on this important bill before it's too late. I'm out.